It feels like today's softer run of inflation data out of the UK has set the tone for the overall direction in currency markets. The pound has come under intense pressure in the aftermath of the data, which has forced a downward repricing of peak rates in the UK. The general takeaway is that inflation could be on the verge of cooling off around the globe, and if this is the case, yield differentials should start to move back towards the US dollar. And so at the moment, we are seeing this adjustment play out with the buck rallying across the board on this Wednesday. It's worth noting the euro has held up better than most on account of an upward revision to Eurozone CPI reads. And earlier today, New Zealand inflation data came in above forecast, but hasn't done anything to help the New Zealand dollar, which has been under pressure on the bigger picture flow. Interestingly enough, U.S. equities remain supported despite the broad-based U.S. dollar inflows, and we believe this to be a function of the dollar demand being less about flight to safety and more about yield differentials on account of this expectation that inflation could be starting to trend down globally. Looking ahead, we get Canada housing starts, U.S. housing starts, and U.S. building permits. That's all for now.